This recording, England 40B, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. It's a continuation of 40A.
We went to the Church of England school, but Sadie, like my other brothers and sisters, went to Andover Grammar School, but I didn't get to that stage. We had a happy life together. Wonderful parents and some very happy memories. And there was a Miles family in Andover for 100 years until my sister-in-law left it. And now there's no Miles left there. But I've got wonderful nieces and nephews, although I have no children of my own. They write to me and keep in touch, which I think is lovely. I've got their photographs, their letters, and lovely memories. And George and I got married in Andover Church, St Mary's, by special licence when he was on embarkation leave. 3 days we had, and then it was back to our various work. And we've been married now 59 years. Well, last Christmas, I said to George, I had Mr. Tesco made mine, and I said, oh, good gracious, oh, for the days when Mother used to make all those Christmas puddings and boil them up in the copper, and there'd be steam from the kitchen. When we came home from school, we used to do all the preparation for the fruit around the big kitchen table. And out they used to come with a copper stick. And when the steam had gone off, the cloths were changed to dried cloths, hung upside down in the pantry. And we always saved the last one for Easter Sunday. Oh, they were enormous, enormous puddings. And of course we used to have suet puddings all the year round, because Mother used to make jam roly-poly, wrap it in a cloth and boil it in a fish kettle. Spotted dick, layers of custard. We didn't need central heating, which was just as well. We had none. We used to keep warm by all the wonderful food we had. And when gradually we all left home, but we used to have our get-togethers and have wonderful Christmases. And so, therefore, happy memories. And Elmstead was just round the corner, and it belonged to a doctor. And it was said that it was haunted. Anyway, my dad had Laurie Farr, the doctor, said, why don't you buy it, Mr. Miles? And people were hesitant then, because they had to be very careful. But we went into Elmstead, and it was a huge place. And the happy get-togethers we've had there. My mother used to go to the big sales of all the big houses around, because of course it was being such a huge place. We needed bigger furniture. But all the happy, happy memories we had there. And great big cellars, and all lined with lead. And they say there was a door. One could see this door. And it was said that the monks used to go from there and had a secret tunnel to the church. But my mother said it was haunted, because she swore that she came from a very genteel family, and she used to see a lady on the staircase when she was on her own. Anyway, that lovely place, and then it had to be sold, of course, and we all went our different ways. But I did revisit it and had my last look at the old homestead. But we lived opposite the recreation ground, and that was our playground, and it was lovely. Lovely.